The Bible said that the words are quickening spirit. Not a dead spirit, but a quickening spirit. Amen. And I'm asking today for the quickening spirit of Almighty God to come upon us. Let's pray. Father, in the great name of Jesus, I ask you right now to take charge, God, of your word. Take charge of this service. God, speak to that one that needs speaking to. God, comfort that one that needs comforting. God, I thank you for loving us, for saving our soul. Bless and will not fail to praise you. Give you honor, give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. First chapter of Colossians. And I thank God laid this on our heart. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. An apostle, just a messenger there. And, by the will of God. And Timothy, our brother. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. And you can see here, Paul, I think he was still in prison here. And he said to the faithful brethren, the saints and the faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. So this tells me, amen, that Paul seen a great need maybe for a new church, that the word of God need to be preached to the faithful brethren and to the saints of God. So sometimes we think, oh, we're supposed to come to church, amen, and just preach to the lost. But glory to God, I'm going to tell you, the old saints of God need preaching to, amen. We need comfort, and ain't a one of us that ain't strayed to the left or to the right, got out of the straight and narrow path, and God ain't pleased with it. And when we get out of the straight and narrow path, the only prayer God hears from us, and as Larry read this morning, is when we get back in the path of God, when we ask for repentance and forgiveness and mercy of God, and realize that we're on the wrong path and come back into subjection to the Holy Word of God. And he said, we give thanks. Amen. Everybody needs bragging on a little bit. And there Paul could, glory to God, I thought about sitting in prison. Could we give praise? It'd be a little bit hard to give praise. Amen. For a church up there that maybe you hadn't got to talk to, didn't know the people, but you just heard from a fellow prisoner, amen, that they had got right up there in Colossians. We'll read it to you here. But he said, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which we have to all the saints. And the love that you have to all the saints. And I'm going to tell you how the churches have fell out of love with one another. Amen. Glory to God. We can't expect much out of a sinner. A sinner is just a sinner. But glory to God. I thought he mentioned my buddy there. What a blessing. I sat there and cried in Sunday school when the old sinner said, I love you. He's known me ever since he was a little boy here in church. Had troubles up and down, but he's still a sinner. But when he sent word, I love you, glory to God, that makes it worthwhile, church, to go on. When we get down and discourage, there's somebody listening, there's somebody needing your love. But we, the Christian people of God, have fell out of love with one another. We got too many deacons and too many preachers. Let me just get this off of my mind while it's there, amen. Those that stand and throw hands into the heavens, amen, and say I couldn't go to hell if I wanted to, that's great if they're that close to God and they're that near to God. But I'm going to tell you where the sad part goes. They're preaching to children out there that's stumbling and falling. They're preaching to children out there that's got still on the milk. They're preaching to children that's not on the strong meat, and they're stumbling when the troubles come. I've been a babe on the milk, glory to God, and things come to me I didn't know how to handle. And if I'd have been told I was all right anyway, I'd just go ahead in my way. I hit pleasure in sin for a season, but once you've known the will of God and heard the word of God, honey, it's a different story. You can't go back into that old path that God saved you out of and have any peace whatsoever. I had some peace, amen, when I was a sinner, but glory to God, I can't go back there today. And it's in my hands. It's up to me if I shout. It's up to me if I pray. It's up to me if I read God's holy word. He ain't got a string on my neck. But I want to get this point across. Paul was a prisoner. Amen. Paul was a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can find it in several places in the Word of God. And we've got some here that's pulled time, some pulled a little, and some a whole lot. But in a prison, are you free to do whatever you want to do? Can you call down there and just decide to go when you want to go? Can you get the phone when you want to get the phone? Can you order from a menu in prison? I eat in prison over at River North a couple of 3 years ago, stayed in there all week with a boys. Bless God, I didn't get to order nothing I wanted. I was a prisoner. Amen. They bought me what they wanted, and they called it some kind of stuff. It was without meat. One of the prisoners there tickled me to death. But I thought it's pretty good. I was tickled to death to get that in prison. Amen. I was hungry. But glory to God, we the people of God think that we can go and do what we want to do. Eat off of every table that the devil sets out before us and still feel the presence of God. Go to church when we want to go to church. I worship God the way we want to worship God. Amen. And God ain't pleased with it. God is going to take his hands off America if we don't come back to him. Amen. He took his hands off of one there for, what you call it, was preaching down in the, I can't even think of the name of it. Jonah, amen, when Jonah was preaching, amen, down there in Nineveh, and God took his hand off of it, amen, because he wouldn't obey God, and trouble come, but when they repented, they come back, amen, and glory to God, when America repents and comes back, amen, we can get blessings from God, we can get healings from God. Let me go on. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, so this thing travels today. Can I tell you something? Mount Vernon has been a church, glory to God, over the 47 years that I've been here, where the love of God went out and people heard about the love of God, and visitors come in the door and they say, we feel the love of God. What is the love of God? It's the Spirit of God hovering over the church, which is the body of Christ, amen, and people can feel that. So Paul here wrote to them and he was pleased, he was uplifting them because the love of God was there, because the love for the saints, the love for the fellow man. And I thought about, I'm glad that Larry has grown out of some of his baby ways, amen. Some of his baby ways, Andy, I didn't like, amen. He'd fly mad at you over nothing. He didn't listen to the end of the story. But I'm glad that he got off of the milk and on the meat and began to understand God's holy word, that it needs to be preached to the saints, that we need to read the word of God and we need to understand the word of God. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. We don't preach what we want to preach, Andy. We preach what Lord God in heaven gives us. Amen. We're just an apostle, as Paul was here. Paul couldn't bring out what he wanted to bring out every time. He had to bring out what the Lord Jesus Christ, and he done it differently, maybe in different situations and different churches that he went to. And he said, for the hope which is laid upon for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is into the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God is true. So these were Gentiles. Amen. Colossians were Gentiles, and they were out of the commonwealth of Israel. Amen. And the grace of God hadn't come to them. And there, Paul, his calling was to go to the Gentiles. Amen. And he come to them, and he said the Gentiles, and the word of God said that it went all over the world. And the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, and it teaches us what we need to do. We need to separate from the things of the world and tighten up with God. And he said in the seventh verse, and as ye also learned of Epaphras, and our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ. So this Epaphras was in prison with Paul, and you can read that in other places in the Bible. He was in prison with Paul, so they had time to sit down and talk. And can you believe that these were Christians that ended up in jail? I bet we'd wonder, if they locked me up for preaching the gospel, I'd say, where's my God that said he is going to deliver me? We want deliverance right then. We want to be moved right then. We don't want no suffering. We don't want no pain. We don't want nothing to come against us in our everyday walk of life. And here these two fellows were sitting in prison talking about the church at Colossae there and how excited Paul got because how they loved the saints, loved the saints, and the saints loved the saints, and they cared about one another. Amen. And his brother there in church was all excited because he'd met a man called Paul. I'm going to tell you, when we come to church, we need to be excited. Dale, because we've met a brother. Terry, because we've met a brother. Andy, because we've met a brother. How about it, Henry? We need to be excited because Satan ain't took them out down the road and stopped them, cut them off and keeping them from coming to church. And I know we need to weep over these that are not here now. But glory to God, we can't quit serving God. Over those that quit, we've got to go on and worship God and keep a smile on our face. Amen. Let me say it again, honey. It's a dangerous thing to come against the Word of God. The church is the body of the living God. Amen. And I can read it to you in the Word. I probably will in a minute. Amen. But we don't need to come against the body of Christ. There's too much, and we've had calls lately that breaks my heart when I see. And we've talked to different people and deacons that's give up and thrown in the towel. A preacher that's give up, thrown in the towel. And we see bickering and backbiting in our churches, honey. If there's bitterness in our heart today, we need to get rid of it. We need the love of God back in our lives. So we have love the saints of God. Them that sings the gospel. Those that pray for us. You know, Miss Catherine, I hadn't seen her in many, many years. Don't even know the last time. But glory to God, if they're listening, I'm going to tell you something. They're still praying for us. And their request was, please don't give up. Keep preaching the Word. I said, I'm wore out. I'm 80 years old. But keep preaching the Word. Somebody is listening to the Word of God. Too many of us give up before we need to. Too many of us quit. Too many of us said, well, your son, one of the greatest teachers that's ever come through Mount Vernon Church. Amen. And glory to God, just sold up and went away. I don't understand it. Honey, but God ain't pleased with it. Our excuses don't make a difference to God. He knows where we're at. He done knows where we've been. Glory be unto God. Amen. Let me read over here what I'm preaching. Can I read over here what I'm preaching? Let me find it. Right here's what God laid on my heart. This is what I'm preaching. Say, what are you doing in Colossians? This is in Luke 6:35. But love ye your enemies. Love ye your enemies and do good. And lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest. Right here's what I got on my mind. For he is kind. God, Jesus, for he is kind unto the unfaithful. Jesus is kind to the unfaithful. And the Bible said, and to the evil. And we'll get that in a minute. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. We're not merciful. We like to say we're Christians, but are we merciful? When we're close to God, we strut like a Brahma bull. Just been let out of the ring fixing to buck somebody. We're not merciful. But he said, be merciful like he's merciful to us. And judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. I'm going to go right on with the scripture right back in Colossians. But this is what I want to bring to us today. God set the example for us, and Paul wrote this thing down, and he wrote to the Colossian church there, and the church at Colossae, amen, and he said, be kind. Be kind. The Lord is kind. He told us to be merciful. And he said, I am pleased to death that you love the saints. That's a blessing to me. And he said in the 8th verse of the 1st chapter of Colossians, who hath declared unto us your love of the Spirit. Ephesus declared, he declared the love of the Spirit of God in them. I'm going to tell you, when you walk by somebody, honey, you can tell if they're right with God, if they're not. You can talk to them, and you can talk to these that try to think of the name of their preacher and think of the name of their church. Ain't been in years, and you know they're just playing games.
Yeah.
You know that they ain't right with God. Amen. And you hear it all the time. And if you say something to them, they say, you're judging me. The word of God has done justice. The words out of our mouth is condemning us. And my friend, the brother mentioned some of his workplaces still use God's name in vain. Honey, their mouth condemns them.
Amen.
They ain't right with God. Maybe never been right with God. Somebody's deceived them and told them they're all right. You don't have to come to church because Corona's got you scared. Amen. You don't have to worship and praise God. You don't have to read. You're going to heaven anyway. You don't have to pray. It's a lie straight out of hell. I don't care who preached it. Glory to God. There's something I can do today. I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. We'll read it right here. He is the head of the church. And if I mess with the church, glory to God, I've messed with the body of Christ, and the head which is the Lord Jesus Christ, is not happy with us, and God ain't happy with me. He'll move his hand off of me. He won't let me receive the blessings, the daily benefits that God gives us every day. Honey, it's a blessing, glory to God, to give up something else for the glory of God. And I don't get to fast much. I used to fast a lot, but I don't get too much anymore. So much medication and troubles, but glory to God, when you give up a meal or a piece of cake or something for the glory of God, when you give up an hour of sleep, when you take a little time away from a family and go down in the woods and pray, when you give a little more to God, I'm going to tell you, woo, amen, glory to God, the Spirit of God begins to roll. And when you've witnessed to somebody and you knock on doors and trying to compel them to come to church, they can't give you them false answers because the Spirit of God will knock them down. They give them to Paul, but the Spirit knocked them down. They give them to Jesus, but he knocked them down. I'd hate to be the one that said, I've married a wife and therefore I can't come. That's what's wrong with America today. Too many, glory to God, has bought oxen and ain't never looked at them. I got cheated out of their boots. They might have even been camels. There ain't no telling. But glory to God, they married a wife and they can't come. That's what Larry read to us. It's a crying shame. I'm glad my wife backs me. But if she didn't, I got to preach the gospel. Jesus called me, glory to God, the Holy Spirit of God, called me to pastor Mount Vernon Church, not to play games with you. I'm talking about not to come in and play basketball with you. I can do that. No, I used to could. I played a little basketball with you. But God called me to preach the Word of God. Amen. That's what he called Paul to do, to preach the Word of God. And if you get mad, amen, bless your soul spot. Amen. Bless your soul spot. May it be healed with the Spirit of God. But God was kind. He said he was kind to the unfaithful. Let me go on and read a little. For this cause, not first, for this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spirit and understanding. So can we see by this that Paul realized he was talking to a baby church? He said, I'm praying that you go ahead and get knowledge. Several at the church have showed me they've got knowledge. Larry showed me that he's got knowledge. He may be mad at me tomorrow. That'd be all right. But even if he does, he needs a little more knowledge.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Because we need the Spirit of God about us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We need the Spirit. If we're going to have youth revival, us old folks going to have to move up.
Yeah.
I got a brother down in Charlotte, went to Cuba with a few years back, a preaching brother in the Free Will Baptist Church. And he said, we're not losing a generation. We're losing generations. Because the mom and daddy used to take the kids to church. Mom and daddy's quit.
Right, right.
Them that used to spread the path and those that used to set the path and the straight and narrow and stand up for God, amen, they don't come to church no more. Hey, they're afraid of their shadow. Amen, but you're supposed to pet them. I mean, they're teachers. They're teachers. You need to pet them. They don't need petting, bless God. They need a whooping. They need an old-time whipping with the Holy Ghost power of God. And I'm going to tell you, it may look like they're getting by today, but honey, you keep rebelling against God, there's a whooping coming. Amen. The chastening hand of God. This is what the Bible says, and I've been called out for this even from the time I was a young Christian when I got up and read this. But the Bible said, without chastisement, we're bastards and not sons. Do you know what a bastard is? They don't know who his daddy is. A bastard's one that's born out of wedlock. I'm going to tell you, I thank God. I feel it right up my arms, honey. I thank God for the chastening hand of God. It lets me know I'm a son. It lets me know there's room for me to straighten up. I praise Him for the chastening hand of God. Neighbors, I like to die before I took Mount Vernon Church. Amen. Spinal meningitis, 18 days and nights, headache. 5 weeks I couldn't drive a car because I wouldn't pastor Mount Vernon Church, honey. That's been 29 years ago. Glory to God, I'm glad finally God beat me. I wasn't a sinner out yonder. I was a rebellious child of God. Amen. And He took His hand off of me and let the devil affect my brain. And it's an infection around your brain. I hallucinated. I seen things breaking in my house. I hallucinated. I was crazy as a bat. Amen. But God delivered me right back, amen. When I called the deacons, I said, come to my house, I can't drive. I said, oh, boy's got to talk to you. Honey, don't fool around and get in such a shape, glory to God, that God has to put you in to get your attention. If you're a child of God, God will whip you. God knows what He wanted me to do. I doubted that I could do it. I doubted God. Today, the reason the church ain't full, they'd rather play games. I said, to go in there. I'd rather play games than to serve God. Sometimes it's a burden to come to church. Sometimes it's a load, amen. But I found out something else. It's a burden to keep up my house.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. The water goes out, the paint runs off, the roof leaks. There's got to be something done. Do you need some repairing in your house, your tabernacle? Let me go on. 10th verse. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all, pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and in casting, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to the glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Are we joyful? You know, when I graduated, I know y'all can't tell it, can't read and can't see, but I graduated, and back then they've been annuals. I don't know if they do that now or not. They've done away with so many things. But I wasn't no ball player. I wasn't no grade A student. They come down to it and they said, we got to find something for Bill because they've done it for everybody else. And the girl that was with me, she's dead now. Brenda, used to be Golden, Brenda Hawks. And they voted us most friendly. I was just about down to nothing. I thought, how in the world can they take a 17-year-old drunk and say he's most friendly? That's down at the end of the barrel. I want to tell you something. Terry, I've thought about that. Lord, how mercy, like 62 years. It's been a long time. But I thought back on that. They put a picture of me in the annual coming off of the steps at Low Gap High. Most friendly. Since I've been a Christian, Betty, I just want to be most friendly. My wife don't care if I kiss you on the head.
Bless him, Lord.
But think about it. That was a picture, and that thing has come back. Didn't mean nothing to nobody then. It just run down the end of the road and there wasn't nothing else. I wasn't a good ball player. Throwed me off court for being drunk. Amen. That's sad, ain't it? But am I still the most friendly, or have I let Satan take away my smile? Have I let Satan take away my joy? Tell you something, church. You don't know how many hours that I've walked through the woods praying, God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Help me overcome this obstacle that's out there. I got to preach to some people that are in need. I got to love some people that are unfaithful. I got to love some people that are evil. Why? Because God said he's kind to them. God said he's kind to them. If I'm going to say I'm a Christian, hey man, I need to do what I done in 1959. I'm a friendliest fella around. Amen. Said, here comes Bill. He don't never shut up. He talks every minute. Amen. He praises God whether he's down or whether he's up, whether there's anything going right or whether it ain't. That's what I'd like to be, because I'm a child of God. Amen. There's too many down today that's lost their smile, lost their joy, lost their fellowship with God, lost their love for the church. Amen. Amen. Just preach on, Bill. And he said in the 12th verse, give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T, M-E-E-T, made us meet, which means worthy. Honey, only through the blood of Jesus can you be worthy. No matter what your life is, no matter what your job is, no matter what you're raising your standard is, only the blood of Christ can make you worthy. He said, give thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers. We need to start shouting right here, honey. Made us partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. Not in darkness, but with the saints in light. I'll say again, the church is the body. The church is the body of Christ. The Lord set the church aside. Amen. It is the body of Christ. What's he coming back after? He's coming back after a church without spot or wrinkle. Amen. Without blemish. He's coming back after a church where the saints love the saints, where the saints care about the saints, where the saints treat each other as they'd like to be treated, where we love one another as we'd like to be loved, where we're friendly with one another when we like to be friendly, not dodging one another. I'm going to tell you, half of the church, glory to God, and I've been one of them. Amen. I've been one of them that I dodged a preacher because I didn't like him. God help me. I paid for some of that junk. I've paid for some of that. Before you cause trouble, pack your clothes and leave. Let's don't tear down the body of Christ. Let's don't jerk off a finger and an arm and a hand. Amen. And still say we're the body of Christ. Honey, because Christ is the head of the church. I hope we can get this today. Satan has played a game in the minds of the church people, the children of the living God, and deceived them into believing they're the only one that's right. They're the only one that knows anything. They're the only one that can get the job done. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's the 13th verse. Amen. He put us over to translate us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And left, when he left, he gave the Holy Ghost to lead, guide, and direct us to speak to our heart. I'm glad the Holy Ghost, amen, tells us good from evil. Can I tell you something? Glory to God. Even some of the lost knows better than some of the church people. Amen. The lost sometimes will treat you better than church people. In whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sin. 15th verse. Who is the image of the invisible God? I preached on imagination maybe last week or a week or two ago. Imagination. And I even mentioned image. But he said, who is the image of the invisible God? When you go to the imaging place in the hospital, it brings out exactly the same thing that you are. And it puts it on a picture right there. And it shows you if there's a spot. And he said, Jesus is in the image of the invisible God. Invisible God. The Bible said nobody's seen God. So the invisible God, but Jesus is the image of it. The picture that walked the earth 33 and a half years. And Peter, James, and John got to sit down at the table with him. They got to talk with him as Jesus come by on the Sea of Galilee. And he said, come on, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Come on and go with me. They saw him eye to eye. And he's the image of God. And I'd like to tell you something else. If we're Christians today, the Bible said we're made in the likeness of God. Amen. We are the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think on it, church. If we say that we're Christians and the Holy Ghost lives inside of us, there's something required of us. If there's sin in our life, we're making fun of the gospel of God. We're making fun of the Word of God. He read to us good. Don't know good from evil. Don't know the difference. I thought about our old Biden. He's Obama's son. Old Biden. You shouldn't fool with politics. But when he gets done giving out stimulus checks, we're going to have to borrow off China or somebody. But we needed that $300 to go play games. To go play games. It's another trick to help us. To help us. Take us down a road. To separate us from the love of God. To lift up our pleasures in this flesh. And make us smile fleshly. And put a frown on our face when we go back down. You know, a young person can't understand for sure. How I was at 17. And look at me now. Well, he's always been an old man, saved all of his life. But I was a wide open 16-year-old. On up to 26. And Satan had me laying in the floor without anything. With my underclothes on. And Jesus come by and picked me up. So I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give him glory. As long as I stay able, I'm going to preach the word. I kind of like the King James Version. I've got addicted to it, I think. And he said, to whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. I'm just about done. Stick with me. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. We preached on, the song said, I won't be moved. I won't be moved. The song said, I shall not be moved. We preached on that, I shall not be moved. And it said, he made things that's visible and invisible. And we brought out how Satan is invisible. I can't see the Spirit of God. Neither can I see the invisible Satan. I cannot see Lucifer. But I need to be deep enough in the Word of God and have enough of the Holy Ghost power of God about me till I know when Satan passes by my house. To know which voice it is speaking to me. Sometimes we have to sit down and try to make a decision. We've done a lot of that through Corona. But glory to God, we need to know which voice is speaking to us. And he said, and it is before all things, by him and all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church. Christ is the head. So can I tell you what we're trying to do in our churches today? We're crippling the body, amen, till nobody wants to be invited to the wedding. Nobody wants to be invited to the wedding. They'll tell you on visitation, I'm good as they are. I used to go to church. I don't quarrel at home, and I'm not quarreling in church. Church, you know I'm telling you the truth. So it's us. It's us. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, that all things might have the preeminence, or that he might be above. For it pleased the Father that him should all fullness dwell. And I know you all have thought just like I've thought. Why did the Lord create evil? Why did he create Satan? He said he's kind to evil. You know, he was kind to Satan. He threw him out of heaven because he caused trouble. But he gave him the earth. And he said, you're the prince and the power. Sometimes this is hard to understand. Do you know what the conclusion God has given me? He wants me to have two choices. I can serve the devil and die and go to hell, or I can serve God and go to heaven. It's my choice. So he created it. With Adam and Eve, it started in the beginning. He said, you can eat of everything but this tree. And if you eat of this, you'll become as God. You'll know good and evil. You'll know good and evil. If you've been born again, you're going to know good and evil. Amen. You'll know good and evil if we eat of the tree of God. He said in the 24th verse, and now, who now rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up that which is behind the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. He said, for his body's sake. Paul was afflicted for the church. Let me read to you in Corinthians 13 and 4. I won't read it all, but it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians is the love story. But he said, charity suffereth long and is kind. So God is love, so God is kind. So if we're going to be Christ-like, we need to be kind. Yeah. One to other. Wives, be kind to your husband. I know some of you got one like Janet has. But be kind to them. Hey, keep peace in our home. If you can come to church with peace in your home, it's going to be so much easier in church. Amen? Amen. Amen. If you come with bitterness and backbiting and fighting, it ain't no good. Let's read Ephesians 4 and 32. Ephesians 4 and 32. I'm about done. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Why did God forgive us? For Christ's sake. Because his son died on the cross for our sake. That for me, that I might be saved. I need to praise God for what he's done for me. I might want to read some more of that, what y'all think. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Jump on to 32, and this is Ephesians. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. You know what causes a lot of divorces? We won't turn loose our mom and daddy. Only reason Janet stayed with me, she didn't have nowhere to go when we was young. Amen. Think about it. Sometimes we make it too easy for our children to come back home. I'm going to read Hebrews 1 and 3 and I'll quit. Hebrews 1 and 3. I've told us the truth. The Lord is kind. And he said he's kind to the unthankful. If you drive through 89 at the truck stop, there's some of those truck drivers are don't know there's nobody on the road but them. And it's hard to be kind. It almost will make you ill. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, as an image again, of his person, and upholding all things by the word of the power when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So Jesus is sat down on the right hand of the majesty. Sit down on the right hand of the Father. Let me read. Darrell McCoy made me the clock back there, brought to me, and I asked him if it's all right if we put it in the church. And at that time, I almost every service I would quote this scripture. And he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, we're a proud bunch of people, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said his people, if we turn from his wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Only hope of America coming back, labor, and our land being healed is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he's kind. To the unfaithful. If you here are not faithful, I don't know your life, all of you. If you here are not faithful to the house of God, God's been kind to you. He didn't have to. And if you're here and would like to admit that you're evil, he said he's kind to the evil. And all I can tell you, and I've hit it two or three times already, but if it hadn't been for the kindness of God, I'd have been in hell today. I've done all the wrong things. I've used God's name in vain. Done all the wrong things. But he was kind to the evil. But how long is he going to continue to be kind to the unfaithful and the evil? How many chances has he given us? Since I've been a Christian, I've had to die daily. I've had to hit the altar. Say, God, help me to get these thoughts. In the last 29 years, Pastor, and it's been a battle, church, to stay in shape that you can bring anything. When they come against you in every direction, and they call you and they mouth and they mutter and they threaten you. They ain't threatening me. They're threatening God. Threatening God. I'm not any of you, judge. I'm sorrier than anybody here, least among you. I can't brag on Bill for anything. I know him. If you will, stand. Shall I get us a song? He's been kind to us, and he expects us to be kind to others.